Cabezo Pequeño del Estaño. During the 9th century BC, the Phoenicians frequented the coasts of the Iberian Peninsula in search of raw materials, especially metals. Masters of deep and ancestral Eastern knowledge, they established small population centers along the coast to help them store and redistribute traded goods. These small settlements were small and heavily fortified, not exceeding 1 hectare in size. Towards the north, where there is now a vast orchard, there was a very large estuary at the mouth of the river Fader, known today as the Segura. A Phoenician float was established here during the 9th century BC. This estuary, which boasted shallow waters that enabled vessels to anchor there, was marked by a hill on the coast, where the castle of Guardamar sits today. To the west arose mountains with a few native populations, useful for negotiating new trade relations. Closer to the estuary were several lagoons the Phoenicians could use to obtain salt in order to preserve the foods used on their long journeys. To the south of the estuary, the Phoenicians found the perfect place to build one of their trading posts, Cabezo Pequeño del Estaño. Here, they built fortifications as relations with natives in the area were not always as friendly as they would have liked. To the right, we can see how the Phoenicians designed a flexible urban plan on the rock. Its fortifications had to be large and powerful enough to dissuade attackers, but they also had to remain practical, with space to store traded goods and house a small community to defend them. This is why, at first, the fortifications were typically eastern, similar to others found in Lebanon and Israel. The Phoenicians adapted readily to the terrain, at a pace and rhythm never before seen in the lands of ancient Iberia. The latest construction techniques were used for the defensive wall: plumb walls, hollow towers with benches, parapet walks, and accommodations with square floor designs. Towards the southern part of the site, the Phoenician used an Egyptian metric system to construct fortifications, the cubit. The rampart had 2 parallel walls, enclosing casemates and bunkers with doors for storing amphorae, sacks, bottles, and any other trade-related goods and raw materials. Seeds from wheat, barley, and other weeds have been discovered within the casemates. This indicates that these grains were cleaned from within the rampart, suggesting that the sense of danger was almost constant. 20 or 30 years passed like this until the mid-8th century BC, when a small earthquake devastated the urban project. The first rampart was almost completely reduced to rubble, littering the streets with fragments of stone, and several casemates caught fire. Looking at the perimeter of the site, we can see the buttresses and embankments were constructed in order to continue inhabiting the area. In the end, however, the Phoenicians sought a better location near the open sea. El Cabezo was getting to be too small, and sediment from the river Fader made it difficult to berth their ships, spurring the Phoenicians to move to La Fonteta, where they built a new defensive wall able to withstand the area's earthquakes. Archaeological excavations have shown that at the beginning of the 7th century BC, a small group of artisans began to produce small metal elements in their furnaces and forges. The defensive wall was still slope-shaped, with a large brace to support both sides. Upon this, a staircase was constructed, which can still be seen today. Connected by a network of roads, the area would remain inhabited until at least the middle of the 7th century BC. However, the growth of the neighbouring La Fonteta would eventually lead to El Cabezo's complete abandonment. Much later, in the 1st century AD, a Roman farming family built their small home upon the ruins of the old Phoenician city, probably having no idea what lay beneath them. El Cabezo Pequeño del Estaño lay buried until a quarry almost completely destroyed it in the late 20th century. Luckily, archaeologists' tenacity and the interest of local residents managed to save it from oblivion. Today, it forms part of Guardamar's rich cultural heritage. Thanks to research carried out by the Archaeological Museum of Guardamar and the University of Alicante, the site is now recognized by international experts. And thanks to its protection, which is everyone's responsibility, it has become a fundamental resource for the study of Mediterranean history.